This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to a juz a day. Today we are covering the 25th juz of the Quran. We are nearing the end. Subhanallah. And this is a juz that comprises entirely of the surahs of the Hamims. If you remember yesterday, I had introduced the surahs, the Hamims to you all. And today what we have the remaining little bit of Surah Fussilat, Surah 41, Surah 42, Ash-Shura, Surah 43, Az-Zukhruf, Surah 44, Ad-Dukhan, Surah 45, Al-Jathiyah. These are the surahs that we have. All of them are the Hamims. These are five out of the seven Hamim surahs. They begin with Hamim, and they praise the Quran, the greatness of the Quran. They're all revealed in Mecca. They speak about Muslims as a minority, inviting to the majority, with the minority being weak and underprivileged and, you know, undermanned, so to say. And then the majority being upon misguidance. So it's a very interesting dynamic, and I think there's a lot of parallels for us, because we are tasked with inviting people to Islam, even if we are a minority, and even if the Muslims, largely don't demonstrate the truthfulness of the message. They don't live up to the truthfulness of the message, but we are to share it. And even in these circumstances, the power of the truth will make it shine. That is what we saw in the surah number 41, Surah Fussilat, with the man who believed from the family of the Pharaoh and others. So today we will see, let's pick it up from the beginning of the juz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَيْهِ يُرَدُّ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. He alone has the knowledge of the hour. وَمَا تَخْرُجُ مِنْ ثَمَرَاتٍ مِنْ أَكْمَامِهَا وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنْثَى وَلَا تَضَعُ إِلَّا بِعِلْمِهِ. No fruit emerges from its husk, nor does any female become pregnant or give birth without his knowledge. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي. And on that day, he will call out to them, "Where are my associates?" They will reply, "We declare to you that none of us can bear witness to them." أَذَنَّكَ مَا مِنَّا مِنْ شَهِيدٍ. Now we have, you know, we don't know where they are. مَا مِنَّا مِنْ شَهِيدٍ. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَدْعُونَ مِنْ قَبْلٍ. The deities they invoked before will have vanished, and they will know that there is no escape. مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مَحِيصٍ. Now they know that those deities, those religions that they followed, were false for a fact. And now there is no escape. لَا يَسْأَمُ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ دُعَاءِ الْخَيْرِ. Man never tires of asking for good things of life. وَإِن مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَيَأُوسٌ قَنُوطٌ. But if evil fortune befalls him, he abandons all hope, giving himself up to despair. This is something that's so interesting. You notice that in, for example, the way people would invest. If the stock market tanks a little bit, people are in a state of despair. They're walking around, you know, sullen and sad. And this is something that is part of life. This is part of life. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, he tests us with good and evil, and he wants to see our reaction. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتُهُ لَيَقُولَنَّ هَذَا لِي. But the fickle nature of humans is on full display here. When we give him a taste of some of our mercy after some adversity has touched him, he is sure to say, هَذَا لِي, this is my due. See, this expression comes in the Quran quite a bit. When we give him a taste of our mercy. But then what the person is saying, that varies in different surahs, right? Sometimes he would say, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. It's because of my knowledge. Sometimes Allah says, he forgets us and moves on. And نَسِيَ مَا كَانَ يَدْعُو مِنْ قَبْلٍ. وَجَعَلَ لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Sometimes he forgets all the dua he was making in difficult times and starts to worship other idols. Sometimes فَيَقُولُ ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ أَنِّي. In Surah 11, for example, he says, okay, all my troubles are gone and now I'm so super happy, super elated. Okay, so see the expression, this part is the same when Allah gives them a test, taste of mercy after adversity. Relief after adversity, that part is the same. But the reaction, while similar, is different in each instance to highlight the different shades of fickleness that that make up our us as human beings. Okay, in this case, what does he say? He is sure to say, هذا لي. This is my due. I was due this anyway, right? This was, I deserved this good things and, I didn't deserve any of that evil, okay? And he becomes so deluded in this thinking, so narcissistic that he forgets that there was, as if like there is even a creator and there's any going to be any accountability. He says, I do not think that the hour is going to come. وَمَا أَظَنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمًا. Right? Look how he goes from, this is my right, to the conclusion that there is no accountability because I am, I have my rights. Who is to hold me and ask me about what I'm doing, right? وَلَئِن رُجِعْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. And even if I was to return to my Lord, إِنَّ لِي عِنْدَهُ لَلْحُسْنَىٰ. He will surely reward me extremely well, right? This is a very, very person who's very full of themselves, very, very full of themselves. And that attitude reflects or is on full display, not on like a day-to-day basis perhaps, but it's heightened when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a person through some adverse times and then takes them out of adverse times. The reaction at that point really, really tells us about ourselves. فَلَنُوَبِّئَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ. But truly we shall tell those who deny the truth all they did, and shall make them suffer a hard punishment. Okay. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ. Generally, when we grant a blessing to man, to human, he turns away and draws aside. He's, busy and happy with his life. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ. But when evil touches him, he is full of endless prayers. Right? Adversity happens. Okay, make dua. Let's read Quran. Let's everybody can come together, read Quran. Give sadaqah here, do sadaqah there. Let's do something, to try to get some divine intervention into our lives to rescue us from our difficulty. All right? This is how people think of the religion. فَذُو دُعَاء إِنْ عَرِيضٍ. But in other good times, it's an afterthought. Again, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ. Say to them, have you considered? If this Quran really is from God and you reject it, who then can be more astray than someone who has drifted far away from the truth? سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. Allah says, we will show them our signs in the universe and within themselves. وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. You will see Allah's signs around you in His magnificence. You will see Allah's signs within yourselves. These descriptions the Quran gives, you will notice it about yourself and people around you. You will notice Allah's great signs in you, as in like how we function as human beings, how our bodies are, how incredible they are. All of those are signs all over. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. The point of them is until it becomes clear to them that this is the truth. This religion is the truth. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِي بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Is it not enough that your Lord is the witness of all things? But they are still in doubt that they will ever meet their Lord. But He is fully in charge. He encompasses everything fully. أَلَىٰ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطٍ. Surah Shura, ayah number 1, Hamim. Number 2, Ayn Sin Qaf. This is another Hamim, but this has added Ayn Sin Qaf in it. This is different than the other Hamim surahs. Okay, the themes of these surahs remain the same. Look at the mentions of the Quran. وَذَلِكَ يُوحِي إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. God, the powerful, the wise, has thus sent revelation to you as He did to those before you, O Prophet. Okay, and it mentions also you know, the glory of the Quran. And number seven, وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَا وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا وَتُنذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. Okay, it says, thus we have revealed to you this Arabic Quran so that you may warn the mother of cities. Umm al-Qura is the nickname of Mecca, the mother of cities. In Arabia, especially back in the Arabian Peninsula, this was the most important city. And of course, now spiritually, Mecca is the most important city for us. You know, it is the place where we turn, like, it's the direction of our prayer. That's the place where Ibrahim alayhis-salam built the house of Allah. That's the place where we do Hajj and all that jazz. So that is Umm al-Qura and those around it. Okay, the first initial audience is Meccans and the people around Mecca. That's why you notice the Quran addresses their specific, you know, statements and their specific ideologies in quite a bit of detail, because they're the first audience. But anybody who thinks that way, anybody who acts that way, is also by extension addressed, and they are addressed. وَتُنذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Warn them of the day of gathering, which is sure to come. The day of gathering is the day of judgment. The name of the day of judgment is the day of gathering, because everyone is going to be gathered on it. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. There's only two outcomes. One group, some group will be in the garden, and some will be in the fire. This is, there's no third outcome here. At the end of it all, it's one or the other. No one is in the fire wrongfully. No one is in the fire ignorantly or in a state of obliviousness. No, they are in there rightfully as they deserve it, as we have mentioned many, many times. And anybody who is in the garden is not there because of their excellence per se. They are in there because of the mercy of Allah, the mercy of God. And of course, they had the basic tenets of worshipping Allah, oneness of Allah was the basic tenet that they had, the basic prerequisite for entrance in paradise. Okay. Allah says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَهُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. Why did Allah set it up so that some people are going to Jannah, some people are going to hellfire? Allah says, had He willed, He could have made you all one community, meaning all of you would have been in paradise. That He could have done that. But وَلَكِنْ يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِي. But He admits into His mercy whom He wills. But that's not how He set it up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He set it up. We don't question Him. Why is there a river here? Why is there a mountain there? Those things we don't, because that's how He set it up, right? Why is the earth in this much away from the sun? That's how He set it up. How come we have one moon and Jupiter has, I don't know how many moons? That's how He set it up, right? The idea is, just like all that is His setup, this is also His setup. And He does this to يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ, to admit who He wills to His mercy, right? This is Allah's way of also honoring people. Those who want to come to Him, He will honor them by admitting them to His mercy. But those who are wrongdoers, because we're given choice, you choose wrong, they will have neither protector nor helper. أَمْ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَا. Have they taken for themselves protectors other than Him? It is God who is the real protector. He is the one who resurrects the dead, and He has power over all things. فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِي وَهُوَ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. فَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whatever you may differ, O believers, the verdict thereon rests with God. Such is God, my Lord. In Him I have placed my trust, and to Him I will always turn. Life is not going to be all agreements and everything is good. People of different faiths will not agree. People within a faith will not agree. This is the way it is. And again, that's the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has allowed us the agency and allowed us the choice to hold our minds, hold opinions in our minds. And that naturally means that there's going to be differences. Okay. But the end verdict at the end of the day is going to be, it rests with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there obviously is a difference between truth and falsehood. And then within truth, there is a variance of how we see, you know, the secondary matters of faith, right? The secondary ritualistic matters. Not, there's no difference on the core primary theology, okay? But it is on the secondary and tertiary matters of how to live that theology, okay? And that is something that is part and parcel of the diversity of the human experience. And that is what Allah is referring to here, among all differences. The deen, however, has been always been one. The religion has always been one. Ayah number 13, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا. The core, the fundamentals of it, right? The theology of it has always been one theology. That has been the religion ordained. God has ordained for you the same religion which he enjoined on Noah. I'm just laughing because my daughter came, broke free from where she was held and came to the place where the fun is happening. Okay. شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. God has ordained for you the same religion which he enjoined on Noah and which he revealed to you, which he enjoined upon Abraham and Moses and Jesus. مَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى. These are the five main prophets that Allah has mentioned here. And the religion at its core has always been the same. An aqimu ad-deen, which is worshiping Allah, of course. But then after, when you're worshiping, you should remain steadfast on the religion. وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. And do not become divided. That was always the goal. What you call upon the polytheists to do is hard for them. God chooses for himself whoever he pleases and guides towards himself those who turn to him. Okay? That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always revealed. But as I said, people are people. وَمَا تَفَرَّقُوا إِلَّا مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. They became divided only after knowledge had reached them out of mutual jealousy. This is the bad kind of differences. This is the kind of differences because this is disunity, not just differences. This is division, not diversity of opinion. Okay, and this is because the motives are wrong. Mutual jealousy, despite knowing that they're wrong, they're still insisting on it because they don't want to cede the point to the other party that they dislike. And that is the source of division and disunity. And that's how people were. وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Had it not been for a decree passed by your Lord, already passed by your Lord, to reprieve them until a specified period, the matter would surely have been decided between them. Meaning Allah will let this go until the end of time. And that is when he decides. Okay, and he had made that decision before. He's made that decision before. Now, what is the end result of people, of religious people, when the religious people are, you know, bickering and fighting and being divisive and being petty? What is the sad outcome of this? The sad outcome of this is, وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوْدِثُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ لَفِي شَكِّمْ مِنْهُ مُرِيبٍ. Those who inherited the book after them are indeed in grave doubt, amounting to suspicion about it. The kids, the youth, the kids who grew up with the religion because they were born in it, or people who entered it and they became part of the religion became part and parcel of their lives. They are the ones who started to have grave doubts about it because of the pettiness and disunity of the religious leadership. That is, you know how the Quran is telling us about ourselves here, right? This is the reality. So what do we do? فَلِذَٰلِكَ فَدْعُوا. So for that reason, فَلِذَٰلِكَ literally means for that reason. So that's why, فَدْعُوا, call people to the faith. Okay, you invite people, you keep inviting people to the right thing. وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. And you hold fast onto it yourself as you are commanded. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And do not be led by their desires. Okay, this is what we can control. We cannot control what others are doing. We cannot control how others are misrepresenting. We cannot control divisions and disunity. That's too much for us, too much to ask for from us. Right? We're just one people. One, I'm one person, you're one person. Okay, so what do we focus on ourselves? We focus on fad'u, inviting those who we can invite, sharing the message with those we can share, our families, our friends, those around us that we love. Okay, hold fast with yourself. Wastaqim, from the word istiqama, from the word to stand up. Istiqama is to be firm, like, you know, someone who's firmly standing, not falling down and whatnot. You're firm in your practice of faith. You're committed to it. Okay, and you're not following desires. Wala tattabi' ahwa'ahum. You're doing what you're doing out of sincere desire to please Allah, not for any other reason. And then in that case, a person makes a mistake, it's totally fine. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook their mistakes because their intention was correct. They wanted to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that, and if, even if a person is does something right while trying to, you know, do it for the wrong reasons, it doesn't really add up. It doesn't square. So this is what we can control. And that's what the Quran tells us. The revelation always said, deen is one. Stay together. You know, be a single community. The people, unfortunately, did not follow that. But you as an individual can do something about it. And you focus on yourself. وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابٍ. Say, I believe in the book which God has sent down. And I am commanded to do justice between you. وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَعْدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Our Lord, God is our Lord and your Lord. We are responsible for what we do and you are responsible for what you do. There is no contention between us and you. اللَّهُ يَجْمَعُ بَيْنَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ. God will gather us together and for him shall be the return. Okay. The surah speaks about the uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I skipped this ayah, sorry, I'm going to go back to ayah 11. فَاطِرُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Speaks about how Allah is unique. He is the creator of heavens and the earth. No one is like that. جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. He has made spouses for you from among yourselves, as well as pairs of livestock by which means of which he multiplies his creations. Also, that's only for the creation, not for Allah. Allah is not a pair, he is one. We are, you know, we are in need of someone else to live happily. Animals are in need of other animals so they can procreate and spread. يَذْرَأُكُمْ فِيهِ. We spread all over the earth, all right? That's how we are as a creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, infinite and perfect, and he is, always has been and always will be. It's not like we're, you know, growing and then we die and then we grow again and there's boom and bust. Nothing. None of that is Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing can be compared with him. Right? He is, you know, السَّمِيعَ الْبَصِيرِ. He's the all-hearing and all-seeing. He has the most perfect, majestic attributes. But he is, those are his and his alone. We, as human beings, is a clear separation between the Lord and the human. Okay? That's ayah number 11. Ayah number 25 also speaks about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, there's nothing like Allah. He accepts repentance. هو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده. He accepts repentance from his servants. ويعفو عن السيئات. He pardons their sins. ويعلم ما تفعلون. He knows what you do. He's not doing this out of ignorance. He's doing this out of kindness and mercy and love. Okay. He responds to those who believe and who do good deeds. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And he gives them more of his bounty, more goodness, more of his grace he gives them. This is what we do. We focus on ourselves. We focus on believing in Allah. We focus on our attitude, acquiring the attitude of gratitude, acquiring or focusing on doing as many good deeds as we can. And then we notice the blessings of Allah. We will notice that he increases us in bounty, in favor. Doesn't mean the tests won't come, the tests of life will come always, but his grace is going to be more. His bounty, his goodness, his blessings are going to be abundant. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uniquely bestows upon the believers. وَالْكَافِرُونَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. You know, the disbelievers, an agonizing torment awaits them. وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ. If God was to grant His abundant provision to all creatures, they would act insolently on the earth. If everybody was given everything they asked for, it would be chaos. وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. But He sends down in due measure whatever He wills. It's His choice. He chooses rizq. And this is an interesting, this surah has this interesting topic in it, that Allah's choice is supreme. We have our choice, but our choice is within the framework that Allah has allowed us to choose from. Okay, His choice is supreme. And we sometimes, oftentimes, can't do anything about it. This idea of, you know, people being wealthy and people being rich, right? This is Allah's choice. Sure, there is economic factors and whatnot, but at the end of the day, people are sometimes born in situations where, you know, that's just how they're going to be. At other times, people are born into a situation where they're so rich that they can just cruise through the rest of their life and still be extremely rich. It's the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All people are given accordingly. That does not mean, though, that we are to be despondent and we become people who are grieving and whatnot and complaining. No, our goal, again, our focus is we focus on the good that we can do with the things that we have. Okay, Allah says there's nothing like Him, right? One other important thing is these tests of life, their relief is close by. When there's a test, relief is not far away. هُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَطُوا. It is He who sends rain after they have despaired and spreads His mercy far and wide, right? People have despaired, Allah comes to their rescue. This is the thing, don't give up hope, even if times are tough. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَثَّ فِيهِمَا مِنْ دَابَّ. Among His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and all the living creatures He has dispersed throughout the earth, and throughout the sky as well. And He is عَلَى جَمْعِهِمْ إِذَا يَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ. He has the power to bring all things together. Understand, brothers and sisters, وَمَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ. Whatever misfortune befalls you, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَن كَثِيرٍ. It's a consequence of your own doing, in the sense that there is a trial a person will suffer because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to purify them. And then there is also a person who has made mistakes, has hurt people, has done evil, has acted immorally. And if Allah was to take them to task, it will be a severe reckoning. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify them? How does Allah break their arrogance? Puts them through some adverse times. Not entirely, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Much of it Allah overlooks, but a little bit He puts because of what we've done through us through adverse times to bring out our resolve, to bring us to humility, to give us the wake-up call to return back to Him before it's too late. Okay, this is a very important part the Quran tells us about. Ayah number 32 says, "Naman ayatihil jawari fil bahri kal a'lam." Look at the example of the ship. Here is this a ship that's sailing by sail, by the way. Okay, they're like mountains on the sea. In yasha yuskin riha. If He willed, He could bring the wind to a standstill and they would lie motionless on the surface of the sea. Right? If Allah had willed, He would stop, He would introduce something or take away something that would bring us to a standstill. And subhanAllah, how well do we understand this reality right now when it comes to the pandemic, for example? Right? Literally, we're like motionless. We're like locked down, stay at home. Okay. This is the idea. If Allah wanted to demonstrate His power to you, He can do so. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin li kulli sabarin shakur. He doesn't do that for every immorality. He just does that a little bit to show us who He is, His power, and to remind us to wake up from our slumber. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin li kulli sabarin shakur. Truly, there are signs in this for people who are steadfast and grateful. Sabbar, patient and steadfast, right? If you are not fickle, right? The opposite of fickle is you're steadfast and grateful, right? The opposite of fickle is this. If you are this, you understand good and bad is from Allah. You understand life is going to be good times and bad times. Both are tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you understand that, then this kind of things that we see, adversity, it is a reminder. It is a reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not like some sort of vengeful pleasure you extract by seeing people suffer. No, but it's a reminder of our limitations and Allah's power. It's a reminder of our finiteness and His infiniteness. أَوْ يُوبِقُهُنَّ بِمَا كَسَبُوا Or He may cause them to founder because of people's misdeeds. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٌ But again, He pardons much, much, much than what He holds us accountable for in this world today. Okay? Then this surah has Shura, is the name of the surah, Shura, a very beautiful passage about believers. Okay? And the job of the believer is, like I said, you know, to worship Allah themselves, be the best that they can be, and share. فَلِذَٰلِكَ فَدْعُوا For that reason, invite, right? Irrespective of what's going on, right? But this is a teamwork, and we do this together. We're not like, you know, not like a lone star warrior type thing, you know, you're a warrior by yourself. No, we work as a team, we work together, we try to help each other. How do we do that? What does that mean? فَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Whatever you have been given is only a temporary provision of this life. It is a temporary enjoyment. But what is with God is better and more lasting for those who believe. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى And that's what we aim for above everything. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ These are the people who put their trust in their Lord. They are the ones who are these amazing people? Who are these people who are believers, who trust Allah? And they are the ones who are going to have what's better and more lasting in the next life. Who are they? Tell us, O Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ They refrain from heinous sins and gross indecencies. يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ are the major sins. Shirk, murder, adultery, being extremely disrespectful, insulting, and hurtful towards parents. وَقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ You know, like this is like your blood and your DNA. You're denying that. The accusing of a chaste woman, accusing her of being promiscuous. These are some examples. Lying and being like a perpetual liar. And others that are in that list. It's a short list of major sins. A short list that the Quran and Sunnah, you know, list here and there. And then we can compile them together. And what it does is it tells us that this is what you focus on, right? There's a lot going on in life. Your focus is avoid this stuff. Just avoid that, okay? Avoid that, number one. Avoid gross indecencies, fawahish. And my God, are we surrounded by fawahish today, right? TikTok is a big fahisha by itself. Like you go on it, I went on it, I was like, my goodness, what is this world, right? What is this world that we're living in, okay? The indecencies are almost like unimaginable when it comes to what we see today compared to maybe even a few decades ago. It's how the descent into it is so ridiculous and so stark. Okay, but this is the reality. What we do is we avoid the gross indecencies. The al-fawahish, al-fahisha is something that is shameless. And this is generally a sexual matter. It's generally a sexual matter, a matter of crossing the line, you know, sexually or indulging in entertainment that is sexually stimulating in a completely unlawful manner to unlawful means and ends. That is what is referring to. Okay, avoid that. Refrain. Not just avoid. Stay away from it. Stay away from the major sins. The big, big sins, stay away from indecencies. And then everything else is forgiven. All the small mistakes, all the ups and downs of life, Allah will forgive all of them. Okay? وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوهُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ Those who forgive when they're angry. What an amazing thing. These are believers who, they will get angry. It's human to get angry. You cannot, I mean, which human doesn't get angry? But this is a person who, when they're angry, they're able to forgive. Right? This is What an incredible heart, what an elevated soul this is, to not be vengeful when angry. They're able to forgive and let bygones be bygones. Okay, they are the ones who respond to their Lord and attend to their prayer. Aqamu salah, respond to the Lord is, you know, do what the, you know, what Islam asks them to do, you know, to the best of their ability. The attitude is, I will do it. The attitude is not like, why do I have to do it? The attitude is, I will do what Allah is asking me to do. They pray, aqamu salah, they establish it. They say there's an importance to it. There's a soul and a meaning to it. There is a timeliness to it. Nu'amruhum shura baynahum, their affairs, they conduct their affairs by mutual consultation. When they work together, it's not just, I'm going to listen to what I have to say, and I am the most important person, my voice matters. No, there's a consultation. Ashura baynahum, that's where the name of the surah comes from, Ashura. Okay? And wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun, they spend out of what we have provided for them. Right? You see what a beautiful spectrum of good deeds these people do. They help those who are in need. They are able to work with others and get buy-in from them. They are able, they have a personal spirituality. They establish the prayer. Right, that's a, it's like the anchor of their life. They have the attitude of whatever Allah asks me to do, I'll do it. They stay away from the major sins and indecencies. Mistakes happen, right? But the major ones, they don't go towards. Sorry, I missed riba, you know, usury and interest. They stay away from all that. And gambling, they stay away from that. All the major sins, they stay away from that. They are able to control their anger when they're angry and forgive. Look at amazing spectrum of what a well-rounded individual this is. Okay, we ask Allah to make us of these people. These are people who are able to defend themselves, right? They're not like meek pacifists who will just get rolled over by anybody. They're able to defend themselves when attacked, but then they are not crossing the boundaries when defending or when, you know, trying to get justice. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا, not going crossing over, not giving more harm than what they have endured. But whoever forgives and makes amends will find his reward with God. What's better, what's being encouraged here is, even if you have the power to extract revenge, if you have the ability to forgive, if you have the heart to forgive, that's better, and you will find your reward with God, because he does not love the wrongdoers. The person who defends himself after they have been wronged cannot be blamed. This is their right. This is the right. You, no one who seeks justice should be said, how come you're seeking justice? Just forgive them. It's okay. No, they have the right to seek justice. But, and by the way, the blameworthy one is the one who crosses lines and goes from seeking justice to becoming an oppressor themselves. However, if you have extracted justice and now you're at the point of, you have a choice of seeing that person being punished or forgiving them, and you in your heart are able to forgive them, knowing Allah is going to reward you, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has something better in store for you. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ, the one who's patient and forgiving, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ, that is a person who's acting with the most incredible, showing the most incredible strength of character. Right? It's their right to get justice. It's their right to seek it. It's not their right to cross the boundaries. But it's, if they're able to seek it, or while seeking it, they decide to let go because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has something better in store for them, that is great strength of character. Inna dhalika la min azmi al-umur. We ask Allah to make us people like this. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Your job, O Messenger of Allah, is to convey the message. Ayah 48. فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. And if they turn away after you have given them the message, O Prophet, we have not sent you as a keeper. We have not sent you to police them. Your responsibility is to convey the message. And then Allah's responsibility is to hold people accountable. وَإِذَا إِنَّا إِذَا أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً فَرِحَ بِهَا وَإِنْ تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ كَفُورٌ. And then again, the surah loops back to that idea of that fickle nature of humans, that lack of understanding of good and evil. And that often is what pushes people out the door, out of Islam. وَإِنَّا إِذَا أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. It's not like some crazy, like a thing that that you know, some crazy proof against Islam or something or whatnot. It's often the tribulations of life that push people out. That's why the Quran is reminding us so much of this. Man is such that when we let him taste our mercy, he exults in it. But if an evil befalls him, which is his own doing, he becomes utterly ungrateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something very interesting here. Concluding passage of this surah. Allah gives as he pleases. He gives as he pleases. People don't have a choice in these matters. What is that matter? God has control of the heavens and the earth. He creates whatever he wills. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. He grants females, like female, like daughters, to whoever he wills, and sons to whoever he wills. It's his choice. And some he gives them both. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. He gives them both sons and daughters. وَيَجَعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. And he makes some barren who don't have any children. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. He is the all-knowing, all-powerful, right? There's four possibilities. You have only daughters, like me, alhamdulillah, or you have only sons, or you have both sons and daughters, or you have no children. Whichever one you fall under, that is actually purely Allah's choice. It's his choice. He actually says it is yahabu liman yasha. He gives the gift. He says grants. Yahabu from the word hiba. Wahaba yahabu means to give a gift. Children are a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a gift that Allah gives. But it's purely his giving, not anybody else. Now the next ayah says, it is not granted to any human being that God shall speak to him other than by revelation or from behind a veil or by sending him a messenger so that the messenger may reveal by his command whatever he will. Truly he is exalted and wise. And thus we have revealed a spirit to you, O Prophet ﷺ, by our command. كَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. We have sent to you a soul. What is this talking about? It's talking about the Quran. The Quran is called a soul because it brings, it's like the thing that brings us to life. It's the thing that gives us, you know, it's our spiritual heart. It's what revives our spiritual heart. It's, look at this ayah. You knew neither the scripture. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِيمَ الْكِتَابَ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. You did not know about religion or scripture, nor about faith. Okay? The intricate details of this, you didn't know anything of that, O Prophet ﷺ. وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا. But we have made it a light. يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Guiding with it whoever we will of our servants. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. You are indeed guiding to the straight path. What is this talking about? This is talking about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Prophet ﷺ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ out of all the people of the world to be the last Prophet. He chose Ibrahim of all the people in the world to be Ibrahim, the Prophet, the father of prophets. He chose Isa of all the people in the world to be the one, the Kalimatullah, the word of God, the one who was born without a father from a virgin mother, who was a miracle and a sign. He chose of all the people, Musa alayhi salam, to be the one who he spoke to and the one who would free Bani Israel from the grip of Fir'aun. And he chose of all the people, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be the last prophet sent to humanity. It is 100% his choice. Just like the kids, we don't choose our kids when they're born. We don't choose them. We don't choose our parents when we're born. It's purely the choice of Allah. This is also purely the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand this, that he chose the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now you, the Prophet, are guiding to the straight path. He's the one who is guiding people to a straight path. This is Surah Ash-Shura, something, a very beautiful surah for us to think about. Surah Az-Zukhruf, surah number 43, I believe. Yeah, surah 43. This is, which Hamim now? This is 1, 2, 3. This is the fourth Hamim, yes. Hamim wal-kitab al-mubin. Hamim, by the book that makes things clear. Inna ja'alnahu Qur'anan arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun. We have made it an Arabic Qur'an, so you may understand. This is something we mentioned before. The Quran is mentioned very, very much in these surahs, the ones that begin with Hamim. Okay. The Quran mentions something interesting. أَفَنَضْرِبُ عَنْكُمُ الذِّكْرَ صَفْحًا. Should we withdraw the admonition from you because you are a people who are far gone in transgression? Excuse me. Like, is your actions, O Quraysh, people of Quraysh, you have the most pathetic actions, the most pathetic attitude. Should we withdraw this from you, O people of Quraysh? You look at how many prophets were sent before. وَمَا يَأْتِيهِم مِّن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Whenever a prophet came, they were mocked. فَأَهْلَكْنَا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ بَطَشًا. So we destroyed those who were mightier than you. And وَمَضَى مَثَلُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And the example of these people was left, and such was their example. Okay, so this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O Quraysh, what will it take for you to stop doing what you're doing? Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of his immense blessings, right? By the way, the people of Quraysh, and actually most of the world, if you ask them who has brought this cosmos into existence, they will say for sure, خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. It's God, whatever name they want to give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is there referring to, you know, the inexhaustible power that brought the earth and everything into existence. Okay. Now what happens afterwards is where they all kind of go here and there, right? But that is something the vast, vast majority of the world agrees upon. And there's a very small minority of atheists who don't. Even the agnosts, and you would actually be surprised by how many atheists end up being agnostic, because it's so irrational for them to believe that something came out of nothing, that they end up, you know, doing mental gymnastics and end up being agnostic. Say, yes, there is something that started this thing, but now that thing has nothing to do with us and has no agency over us. Anyway, Allah gives us this reminder of his blessings. He has made the earth a cradle for you and made there on paths for you, so that you may find your way. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. Right? The earth is navigable. You can go around and navigate it. وَالَّذِي نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ. He sends down water from the sky in due measure. It's not like the whole year's rain falls in one day. It happens, you know, in a very nice, consistent measure. فَأَنْشَرْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا. And we revive dead land with it. And likewise, you will be resurrected from the grave as well. You will be brought back into life similarly. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا. He is the one who created all living things in pairs. Okay, animals, humans, plants. When you know, pollination happens from like the male flower to the female flower. This is something that every living being is in this way. Okay. وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْفُلْكِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ. And gave you ships to sail in and beasts to ride upon. Okay? لِتَسْتَهُ عَلَى ذُهُورِهِ. So that you may sit firmly on their backs. Think about it. Like a cow is so much bigger. A horse is so much bigger. But a man is able to tame that wild horse, right? And now that wild horse becomes his riding beast. Okay? This is an example of Allah giving us the upper hand to thrive on this world. So that you may sit firmly on their backs. And when you are in that situation, ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ. You can remember the favor of your Lord once you're mounted. وَتَقُولُوا سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ. Glory be to him who has subjected these creatures to us, and you would never have been able to subject them if it was not Allah's, if it was not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? He has allowed us to subject them to our service And this is Allah's favor upon us. This is a very beautiful dua. Underline this and make it when you're riding your car or something. Okay. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ And to our Lord we shall return. Okay. A reminder of Allah's immense blessings all around us. Oh people, why don't you accept Him as your Lord? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the pathetic attitude and behavior of Quraysh when one of them is given the news of the very thing which he ascribes to the All-Merciful. ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ His face darkens with grief and he is filled with grief. What is this talking about? The Quraysh would say, Allah has daughters and that's His angels. Okay, they will say these things that have no reality, nothing to do with any, there's no reality to those things. Yes? But they will say that as a matter of fact. Now, what's interesting is, when they would have been told that, hey, you have a daughter now, congratulations, you just had a daughter born to you, what would happen to this person, this Qurayshi person? ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا His face would turn dark and he is filled with grief and he is going to say things that are completely inappropriate, that this is a child, you know, should I kill him or should I keep them, right? وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ إِنَاثًا أَشَهِدُوا خَلْقَهُمْ They consider, they made the angels to be like the daughters of God. This is, you know, blasphemous. Like, did you see that happening? Ash-shahidu khalqahum? Did you see that take place? And that's why you're claiming this as factual. That is something that is completely false. But these are just things that they will say that were false as if they're true. And this is, you know, the tragedy of them. And this is the tragedy also of our times. People just, you know, parrot things that are not true. As if they're true. Okay. وَقَالُوا لَوْ شَاءَ الرَّحْمَنُ مَا عَبَدْنَاهُ They said, if the All-Merciful had so willed, we would not have worshipped them. Again, hey, if Allah wanted to guide us, we would have been guided. If Allah chose good for us, we would have had good. If Allah did this, this idea of it's, you know, I'm just, whatever Allah wills, I'm just here, right? Conflating the ultimate power and dominance of Allah with the agency that Allah has given us. They're conflating the two. And that's why they say, oh, well, you know, it's not really our fault, is it? And that, you know, attitude has been addressed throughout the Quran previously. The idea is, of course, you have the agency and you will be held accountable. You do whatever you do through whatever means Allah has given you. You cannot cross the lines that Allah has set up. Okay, as human beings. But you have the choice to choose between good and evil. And you cannot blame Allah for your choices of evil. Because He gave you that choice in yourself you know, and nobody else. He says, they would say things like, we have certainly found our fathers following a certain course and we are guided by their footsteps. Say, well, this is our culture. That's what our religion is. We don't really care about this or that. Also very, very inappropriate. They will say things like, وَقَالُوا لَوْ لَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ They will say, why was this Qur'an not sent down to one of the great men of the two cities? How come he was chosen, the Prophet ﷺ? And look at Allah's response. The response of Allah is, أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ Is it they who apportion with the mercy of your Lord? Are they choosing who gets what? They don't choose. Allah chooses the kids you have. Allah chooses where you are going to be. Allah chooses where you will die. Allah is, it's the choice. These are not agency of the choice of good and evil that you have. These are Allah's choices. Okay? Don't question His choices. You are the question about yours. He is the one who chose the Prophet and it's not the job of a human to ask that. Look at what Allah says. It is we who distribute among them their livelihood in the life of this world. It is we who raise some of them above others in rank so that they may take one another into service. Okay, Allah has, He's highlighting the aspects of your life that you don't really choose. Allah has chosen them for you. That's the way the world operates. So how come you don't question that, but you're questioning this? That's inconsistent, isn't it? وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ The mercy of your Lord is better than the wealth that they amass. Okay, it says, material gains don't amount to anything in the sight of Allah. He says, وَزُخْرُفَ That's where the name of the surah comes from. زُخْرُفَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِنْكُلُّ ذَلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا All of these things are the provision of this life. Gold and silver, material gains, material pleasures. These are all temporary, okay? And the lasting thing is وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ The life that is to come. That is the one that is لِلْمُتَّقِينَ All right. The Quran mentions that the one يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ As for the one who turns away from the remembrance of the gracious God, we appoint him a devil who will become his intimate companion. And this is something that this devil will continue to divert this person, physically, but whisper into this person's ears. And then until it is too late, he will say, Ya layta bayni wa baynaka bu'ad al-mashriqayn. He will say, if only me and you have been as far away as the east is from the west, and what an evil comrade that is. فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينَ The idea here is this, that Quran says you have to, abandoning, the person here himself abandons the remembrance of Allah. يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ And then the consequences he suffers. But then, at the end when they're held accountable, they are going to try to blame anything and anyone except themselves. But that is the incorrect attitude. That's, fallacious. It won't get you anything. The lesson for us is, let's not blame circumstances and others for what we're going through. Let's try to address this right now while we still have agency, while we still have choice, while Allah is still giving us many, many chances. Okay? The Quran mentions Musa alayhi salam here, ayah number 46, as every one of the hamims is going to mention Musa alayhi salam. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ We sent Moses with our signs to Pharaoh and his nobles, and he said, I am the Lord and the messenger of the Lord of the universe. Okay, when he brought them the signs of his Lord, they ridiculed him. إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَضْحَكُونَ وَمَا نُرِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ إِلَّا هِيَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ أُخْتِهَا Even though each sign we showed them was greater than the previous one, they still laughed. وَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ We afflicted them with torment so that they might return to the right path. There was adversity that they faced. Maybe they would wake up and return to the worship of Allah. But instead, what did they do? Their attitude was what? وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا السَّاحِرُ دُعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ بِمَا عَهِدَ عِنْدَكَ Hey, sorcerer, call on your Lord by virtue of his pledge to you. We will certainly accept accept guidance. إِنَّنَا لَمُهْتَدُونَ Just remove this from us and we will accept you as a prophet. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابِ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ But when that punishment was revealed, they broke their word. That attitude of a person who they're not saying what they mean, right? But more than just that, thinking of the world as like a transaction. Hey, I'll worship God and I'll get out of trouble right now, right? So my worldly life is better. That is the problematic attitude that is being highlighted here, okay? And of course, with Fir'aun and his people, we know that where that led them to. What was their end? Okay, and look at this passage, right? Fir'aun is addressing his people because his people are perhaps wondering, are they really doing the right thing? So he starts to address them and he says, isn't the kingdom of Egypt mine? Are these rivers that flow at my feet, are they not mine? Do you not see? Am I not better than this contemptible man? وهو مهين ولا يكاد يبين. He can barely make sense. He barely is able to speak clearly. فلولا ألقي عليه أسفرة من ذهب. Why have not armlets of gold been bestowed on him? Because he used to wear gold bracelets and whatnot. And why is there not a train of angels accompanying him? Okay, it's very similar to what the people of Makkah would say to the Prophet ﷺ. فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمَهُ فَأَطَاعُوهُ. In this way, he fooled his people. He scared them. And they obeyed him. They were themselves rebellious people. And then their end, as the Quran mentions, is they were drowned. And this was Allah's revenge. And Allah made them an example for people afterwards. Okay. So this is Musa that's mentioned here in this surah. Okay. Then Isa is mentioned. Isa alayhi salam is mentioned. And وَلَمَّا ضُرِبَ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ مَثَلًا إِذَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْهُ يَصِدُّونَ. When Jesus, the son of Mary, is held up as an example, your people raise an outcry on this. Okay. They would say, is he better or our gods? And, you know, they would say, well, the Christians are saying he's a god. Are you saying their god is better than our gods? Well, that's not what the Prophet is saying. The Prophet is saying he's a prophet of Allah and he's a great prophet. مَا ضَرَبُوهُ لَكَ إِلَّا جَدَلًا. They only cite him to you as a challenge, as a contention, and they are a contentious people. He was a servant who we favored and made him an example for the children of Israel. And then Allah says something very interesting. He says, وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ. He is a sign of the hour. فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا. Have no doubt about it. He is, his return is a sign of the hour that's about to come. Okay, when he comes, it's a sign that the hour is very, very near. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the straight path. There is a description on the believers, of the believers on the day of judgment. هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ. Ayah 66. Are they merely waiting for the hour which will come upon them suddenly and take them unaware? أَلْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. The friends on that day will become each other's enemies except the righteous. They will remain friends. The righteousness is what carries over on that day. Ya ibadi, O my servants, you do not need to fear this day, nor shall you grieve. These are ones who believed in our revelations and surrendered themselves to us. Udkhulul jannata, enter paradise. Antum wa azwajukum tuhbarun, rejoicing, both you and your spouses. Be in this happy state. Yutafu alayhim bi sihafin min dhahab wa akwab. Dishes and goblets of gold will be passed around them with all their soul's desire and their eyes delight. فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي الْأَنفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنُ. Right? This idea of gold goblets and dishes is an expression of luxury, the ultimate luxury. But more than that, it is whatever the soul desires. Whatever you want is there. Whatever pleases your eye is going to be there. وَأَنْتُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And there's no fear of losing these beautiful gifts from Allah. But those who rejected, Allah calls them mujrimeen, criminals, right? What's the crime? The crime is actually they rejected their Lord, rejected their purpose in life. The turbulence of life perhaps pushed them out, or the what was a catalyst for them, you know, rejecting their purpose in life, and that is their crime. إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. They shall endure forever the torment of hell. لَا يُفَتَّرُ عَنْهُمْ. From which there will be no relief, and they will remain in utter despair. It is not we who have wronged them, but it was they who were wrongdoers themselves. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا هُمُ الظَّالِمِينَ. You notice this is a very constant theme in the Quran. The Quran reminds us of this. وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكْ. They will cry, O Malik, O Master, this is the name of the angel of hellfire. لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ. Ask your Lord. Let your Lord put an end to us. Just kill us. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِسُونَ. The angel will reply, no, you are here to stay. We have brought you the truth, but most of you have an aversion. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ You had an aversion to the truth. You saw the truth, you rejected it, and that is where you are today. أَمْ أَبْرَمُوا أَمْرًا Have they determined upon a course? Have they made up their mind to reject the Prophet ﷺ, to reject Islam, to reject the worship of Allah alone? فَإِنَّا مُبْرِمُونَ Then Allah too has determined their destiny. Okay? This is the thing the Quran mentions. The Quran, the Surah Zukhruf mentions in the Quran, it reminds the Prophet ﷺ, فَصْفَحْ عَنْهُمْ وَقُلْ سَلَامُ As I told you in the very beginning, the Hamims are encouraging the Prophet ﷺ to be patient, to be forgiving, to overlook, because he's inviting people who are acting in a rash manner because of their power, the people of Mecca, right? Because of their upper hand. So the Prophet is being told, encourage extra in these surahs to be gentle and to, you know, be overlooking. And ayah number 89, the last ayah of the surah says, فَصْفَحْ عَنْهُمْ وَقُلْ سَلَامُ Bear with them, O Prophet ﷺ, and say to them, peace. They will soon come to know. They'll soon come to know that you are the true Prophet. And if they continue down this path, they will soon come to know what is the truth and what is falsehood. Surah Dukhan. This is the fifth of the seven Hamims. Ad-Dukhan means the smoke. And what is this talking about? Again, first about, it mentions the Quran, right? And then it mentions Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzallahu fi laylatul mubaraka. We've sent it down on a blessed night. This is the night of power. Inshallah, maybe tonight is the night of power. This blessed night, maybe it is on the 27th. Maybe it is on the 29th, right? It's Thursday night or Saturday night or Monday night, right? Whatever remains of Ramadan, these are the three that are there. So this is, subhanAllah, an opportunity for us to really worship Allah, commemorate the night when the Quran's revelation started by worshiping Allah more and more. And that is a night that is better than 1,000 months. And that's a night also, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ All matters are decreed for the year in that night. The decree from Allah is sent to the angels on that night, and they are the ones who then, executed. That happens on the night of power, the night of decree. Amram min indina. This is a command by our. This is a decree by our command. Allah is the one who has been sending messages as a mercy from your Lord. He hears all and knows all. Okay. It mentions the idea of the Dukhan, ayah number 10. فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِ السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ Wait then for the day when the sky brings forth plainly visible clouds of smoke. That is the day of judgment. يَغْشَ النَّاسَ هَذَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ That will envelop the people. This is a painful punishment. رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابَ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ They will say, Lord, relieve us from this torment, for truly we are now believers in you. But now that is too late. When you see the punishment and you believe, it's too late. If you see the angel of death and you believe, it's too late. You believe and do good deeds while you're still alive. أَنَّا لَهُمُ الذِّكْرُ How can they benefit from this reminder when before they had a clear prophet? ثُمَّ تَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ Sorry, excuse me. And then they turned away from him saying that he is a madman. مُعَلَّمٌ مَجْنُونَ He is taught by others. He's learning this from somewhere else and plagiarizing it. This is very, it's like a slur, it's a trope to say to the Prophet ﷺ. And he himself is an unlettered human being. He cannot read or write. How can he be acquiring this knowledge? And who are these sources that he's acquiring from? Please tell, right? مُعَلَّمٌ مَجْنُونَ Allah says, إِنَّا كَأَشِفُ الْعَذَابِ قَلِيلًا We will ease the punishment for a little bit. But then, at the end, you are going to come back to us. Okay? Musa alayhi salam is mentioned and Fir'aun is mentioned here as well. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَجَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ كَرِيمٌ Similarly, like Quraysh are being tested right now, Allah had tested the Pharaoh and sent to him a noble messenger who said, Hand over the servants of God to me. I am a trustworthy messenger. Do not set yourself above God. I bring you clear authority, and I have sought refuge in my Lord, and your Lord lest you stone me or try to hurt me, right? But he made dua to his Lord, oh my Lord, these are sinful people. So he it was told, set out with my servants. فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي لَيْلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ Ayah 23, set out with my servants by night, for you will certainly be pursued. But as you have passed the night, and you have crossed, the sea has split, and you've crossed over the sea, and now Musa is hitting the sea to close it up, back up again. Allah says, وَتْرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَحْوًا Leave the sea behind you, parted, because they are going to be drowned. And then they came, and the sea collapsed on them, and they drowned, and how many gardens and fountains they left behind, and cornfields and splendid buildings, blessings and pleasant things that they enjoyed, and that was all left for someone else to inherit. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْظَرِينَ Neither heaven nor earth wept for them, nor were they allowed any respite. Subhanallah. They thought they were so special, right? Nothing changed in the universe when they were drowned. Nothing changed. Also, this is an interesting inference, right? Or a very interesting reference, excuse me, to Egyptian theology. This is the Pharaonic Egyptian theology. They would think that when the Pharaoh passed away, the sky cries and the earth cries. Okay, so the Quran references their theology and says that didn't happen because that doesn't happen for you people. Okay, that doesn't happen for like the pharaohs when they pass away. Okay, so this is a very interesting thing because you don't find a reference of this in any other scripture like this. And again, they said in the very beginning here, the Prophet is Mu'allamun Majnoon. Where is he learning this from? How did he know about Egyptian theology that was actually until very recently unknown to the people because there was no way to decode the hieroglyphics that are there? Where is he learning it from? Mu'allamun Majnoon. From where? Clearly, this is not someone who is just taught. He's not learning from people. He's learning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A glimpse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives of the terrible punishment of the fire of hell. وَلَقَدْ إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّقُّومِ The fruit of the zakum tree is a food of the sinners. And it is a terrible food. It like the dregs of oil. It will boil in their bellies. And it will be like the boiling of hot water that in the fire of hell will be a severe torture for the people. We ask Allah's protection from that. And then there is Surah Al-Jathiyah, the one after that, Surah number 45, which I'll just quickly reference to you in a sec, and we'll look at it tomorrow in a little bit more detail. Jathiyah also begins with Hamim and Tanzilul Kitab Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. But then, subhanAllah, this Surah specifically addresses what I feel is people who are atheist in their worldview. أَفَرَّأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ Consider the one who has taken his own deity, his own desire as a deity, whom God allows to stray in the face of knowledge, sealing his ears and heart and covering his eyes. Who can guide such a person after God has abandoned him? We'll pick this up inshallah tomorrow. I don't want to rush through this actually. And we're actually at the end of the juz. The juz ends right here. So it won't hurt us to start like from a page before inshallah tomorrow. And then we will look at the 26th juz inshallah tomorrow. Nearing the end of Ramadan, we ask Allah to give us the ability to remember and to practice. Jazakumullah khairan. I'll see you all again. Same time, same place. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.